Let's have another cup of Lipton tea.
Lipton tea and Lipton soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scout.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, our talent scout MC. Brought to you by Lipton's Crystal Lipton Tea. You know it's Lipton Tea, if it's B-R-I-S-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
Thank you. Thank you, George Bryan. And good evening, everybody. This is Monday, May the 2nd, isn't it, Archie? This is the first day of Be Kind to Animals Week. Hot dog, this is one week the columnists won't jump on me, huh? Just Be Kind to Animals Week. I've been listening to the radio all weekend, too, so I know we've all heard all the jokes there probably are in the world about Be Kind to Animals. So I'm not going to make any jokes about it. Be Kind to Animal Week is very close to my heart, really, because, you see, it was only last Saturday that we have a wonderful old mare down home named Dusty. And on Saturday morning, I'll be doggone if the stork didn't bring her a little foal. And we're going to call him Mike. I was telling the folks on the air about it this morning. He's the cutest little thing you ever saw. I was worried to death about him, you know. I knew the foal was coming, and Dusty hadn't been in such good health, you know. She was a little delicate in her condition. And I rushed down home, you know, to be there when the stork got there, get the veterinarian, some pans of hot water and all that business. You know. So what did Dusty do? Went out behind the barn and had the foal and brought it around. She did all by herself. She brought the thing galloping along at her side. It's the cutest little thing you ever saw. They get right up and start galloping, you know, and in a couple of hours. You want to see something cute sometime, you ought to see a foal going after his dinner the first time. Oh, that's the cutest thing you ever saw. That is really something. His daddy is a purebred Arab. I don't know what in the world her breeding is. I don't have any idea. She's just a horse. By accident, out of a window shutter or something. I don't know. But the whole thing is the cutest little thing. And I just hope that, seriously now, this Be Kind to Animals Week. It sounds maybe a little bit silly that we should be kind to animals for just one week. That's not the idea. The idea is to remember, animals have a very wonderful place on this earth. They were put here for a wonderful purpose. And if ever we can do anything to make their lives a little easier, let's try to do it. Shall we get at the Lipton Soup Show? Lipton Tea, Lipton Soup. This is the Talent Scout Show, and our first scout of the evening is Angie Migliore. Is that the way you say that, Angie? Angie Migliore, huh? M-I-G-L-I-O-R-E. I'm a good Pastor Azul man. I can read that. Migliore. And what do you do, Angie?
I work for the Lynetta Dress Company.
For what dress company?
Lynetta Dress Company.
Lynetta, where is that?
It's 370 West 35th Street.
Oh, in New York. And what do you do there?
I'm an all-around girl.
Where have you been all these years? What do you mean by that? That must mean something.
Well, any little thing that has to be done, I do it.
Oh! You mean you're a vice president. How old are you, Angie?
20 years old.
20 years old. Did you go to school here in New York?
I went to Washington Irving here in Manhattan.
Oh, good for you. Now, who did you bring to us tonight? Who's your talent?
A singer named Pete Hanley.
Pete who?
Hanley.
Hanley, huh? How'd you meet Pete?
I saw him when he was singing at a dance I went to. I talked to him about the show and wrote in for him.
Well, that sounds good enough. Now, whereabouts has Pete been singing other than at that dance where you were?
He was with the Sonny Denham Orchestra for the past 3 years. Now he's out on his own.
Oh, good. Let's see what he sounds like with Archie Blyer and his band behind him, huh? Thanks very much, Angie. Let's have the Lipton Spotlight then on Pete Hanley.
Again, happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before. Though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you could suddenly be mine, mine to hold as I'm holding you now. And yet never so near, mine to have when the now and the here disappear. Oh, what matters, dear, for when this doesn't happen again, we'll have this moment forever, but never, never again.
Was Pete Hanley. Pete Hanley. Did you notice the little microphone he was using out there? That funny-looking thing sticking up there that looks like a fish pole or something? That is that new type of microphone. We tried to use it last week, you remember, and it went bad. And we had two winners on that account, if you remember. Well, I found out it wasn't the mic's fault at all. It was hooked in backstage there, and some vice president walked in and stumbled over it and knocked it out. I got a wire about it from the... See, it was the first time we'd ever used it on the show. It's an Altec Service Corporation mic, and C.S. Perkins sent me this wire. He says, it's gratifying to learn from the audio department of CBS that the failure on your Lipton show was due to no fault of the Altec equipment. Can you imagine those poor guys going crazy? Here was their microphone making its debut, and some clunkhead knocked it out of the thing. But we're not selling microphones here. We're working on a little tea. Lipton tea tonight. Lipton tea. They got a few thousand words here about this stuff. Let me see if it's interesting. Maybe you've noticed when spring really hits its stride, a little item called spring fever often sets in, which is okay unless you got work to do. But if you have, just take time out for a cup of Lipton tea. Hey, you know, this makes sense. See what a difference it makes. That's very true. It's a tough thing, I know, to sell a lot of people in this country on the idea that a brisk cup of Lipton tea will pick them up in the afternoon when they feel all there. We're so used to some other little dish that we get. And in spite of the fact that we know from sad experience that these other little dishes, while they pick us up temporarily, drop us down with such an awful thud, we still go on doing it for some reason. Take a tip from the Godfrey boy and go get yourself a quarter pound. I don't ask you to buy much, just a quarter pound, see? Of Lipton tea, and take it back home and make the stuff right with boiling water, and see if you don't see something that's really delightful to pick you up when you're feeling like this. Try it. You know, really, I go a step further. I don't give a hoot whether you use Lipton tea the first time or not. Buy anybody's tea and try it. As I'm telling you, if you get to like tea, it won't be long before you'll be a Lipton tea drinker. Because we'll get our share of the business. Lipton tea is really the very finest that money can produce. Buy. You'll get around to it. You just get into the habit of drinking a cup of tea in the afternoon. You'll come around to see us. Lipton tea, it's awful good. Let's get our next talent scout up here, shall we? A lady named Ruth Singer. Hello there, Ruth. How are you?
Fine.
You really care? Or are you just being polite?
Well.
Because I feel kind of lousy. No, the way you were saying it. How are you? You know. That's the way it is, you know. You meet somebody on the street. You say, hello, Bill, how are you? And the guy goes into a half an hour telling you how terrible he feels. You say, we won't do that. What do you do? Are you a miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
Mrs. And what do you do besides keep house?
Nothing.
Nothing. Huh? Do you have any children?
No.
No children? Got any pets around the house besides your hubby?
Little dog.
A little dog. Now, what's his name?
It's a she. Midge.
Midge. What kind of dog is Midge?
Fox terrier.
A fox terrier. That's cute. Do you live in town in Manhattan?
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, huh? I was wondering if they'd gone home, but we always find out by saying Brooklyn. Now, tell me, whom did you bring tonight?
It's my brother-in-law, George Singer.
George Singer. What's George Singer do?
He plays the marimba.
Plays the marimba?
Yes, sir.
Professionally, is he? What's his professional background?
Well, he was in the National Symphony Orchestra from 1930 to 32. And he's made records and played nightclubs, theaters, and hotels.
National Symphony Orchestra. You mean in Washington?
I don't know where it was.
National Symphony Orchestra. That National is in Washington, isn't it? Under Hans Kindley, yeah. Those are awful cute earrings you have. Let's get him out here. Thanks ever so much, Mrs. Singer. Archie Blyer will back him up as Lipton Spotlight centers on George Singer. At the woodpile. You know, I always was crazy to play one of those things. I think it ought to be a lot of fun, you know, because the thing isn't always quite in tune anyhow, is it? It's a little bit out of tune all the time. So if you make a mistake, who knows the difference? That's the kind of instrument I want to play. Let's get our next talent scout out here. Reno Saki. Hello there. How are you, lad? Glad to see you. Is that, do I pronounce your name right, sir? Reno?
Yes, that's right. Reno Saki.
Reno Saki.
Yes,
Saki. What is Saki?
Well, it's Finnish. I'm a Finlander.
You're a Finlander.
Yes,
well,
that's right.
Well. Born over there or here?
Here. My parents were born over there.
Uh-huh. Where were you born in this country?
I was born in Minnesota.
Oh, what a wonderful place.
Yes, it is.
The daisies out there in Minnesota. Oh, well, we'll talk about that some other time. Tell me, Who'd you bring with you, Reno?
Well, I brought a girl named Elise Weber. She's a singer.
Elise Weber. How does Elise spell her first name?
E-L-Y-S-E.
Elise.
Yes, that's right.
I just wanted to know how to pronounce it when I saw it again, that's all. How did you happen to discover Elise?
Well, she came into the shop where I work, and we got to talking, and later on I got to listen to her sing.
What shop do you work in? What's the name of this shop?
Well, it's the London Record Sales Company.
Oh, London Record Sales. Huh?
Yes, that's
where is that?
That's on 23rd Street.
On 23rd Street.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Good. You ever see any of my records down there?
No.
You never did? Oh, very hi-hat records down here. First-class records, I see. Well, tell me now, what about this gal? What's her age?
Well, she's 16 and she's still going to high school. And, well, she's never appeared on radio, but she has appeared in local club meetings and banquets.
She has done nothing professional yet?
No, not yet.
But she's got some professional qualifications, you think, huh?
Yes, I think she has.
And she must have, or she wouldn't have gotten by our board, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
Okay, we're very, very happy to have her here with us. Thanks a lot, Reno. Archie, are we all ready? Let's have the Lipton Spotlight on Elise Weber.
Oh, Mommy, I'm so excited. Were you excited when you went to your first dance? You were? Is my hair all right? My petticoat isn't showing, is it? What time is it? He'll be here any minute. There he is now. Bye, Ma. Coming, Bill. Hello, Bill. Yes, Mother. 12 o'clock, Mother. Yes, Mother. Mothers are so juvenile. He said to himself, she's lovely the moment that she breathes in. When she smiles so lightly, he clutched tightly his fraternity pin. Then suddenly stars were dancing. His heart took a crazy spin. But while he was sighing, she was eyeing his fraternity pin. They danced a while, and they talked a while, and then they danced some more. And the next thing he remembered, they were saying goodnight at her door. He never knew quite what hit him, and much to his great chagrin, when he came to, you know who was wearing his fraternity pin. Oh, your pin? Oh, I just couldn't resist it. It's such a beautiful pin. You don't want it back, do you? Well, it's 12 o'clock. I think we'd better be getting home. He never knew quite what hit him. And much to his great chagrin, when he came to, oh, you know who was wearing his fraternity pin.
Elise Weber. Officially, my friends, Cancer Control Month is over, but it's never too late to lend a hand in a drive as important as this one. So if you haven't made your contribution yet to the American Cancer Society, will you do it now, please? Let's meet our next talent scout, who is Ruth Portnoy. Ruth Portnoy. Hello, Ruth. How are you? Come sit down. Be uncomfortable. How you feel? Huh? Where do you come from?
I originally come from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Live in New York now?
Mm-hmm.
Married?
Yes.
Children?
Yes.
How many?
3 boys.
Oh, fine. 3 boys, huh? You and Crosby. Now, let's see. Who did you bring with you tonight for talent?
I brought my husband. He's a tenor.
A tenor, is he? Don't mind that little frog now. Don't pay any attention to that. I get them all the time. He's a tenor. What's his first name?
His full name is Joseph Portnoy.
Joseph Portnoy. P-O-R-T-N-O-Y, mm-hmm. Right? Portnoy. And what nationality would that be? Originally?
Russian.
Is that so? You're both born here in this country?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Now tell me, what's his professional background?
He was in the Army for 5 years, and after that he went to the Juilliard School of Music. From there, he went to Pittsburgh Radio,
uh-huh.
And then later he sang with Toscanini's orchestra.
Is that so? Well, now, we're very happy to have him here with us, Mrs. Portnoy. Archie, you all ready? What's he going to sing for us, anyway?
Celeste Aida.
Oh, from Aida. Celeste Aida. Okay, thank you, Mrs. Portnoy. Here he is, Joseph Portnoy. We come to the soup department. You see, Lipton makes also, in addition to Lipton tea, we make a wonderful soup. Of course, we're interested when we eat soup in the fact that it is nutritious and all that, but I think perhaps the most important thing is, does it taste good, huh? What the heck good is soup if it's full of nutrition, if it tastes bad? Well, you never need worry about that with Lipton soup. Have any of you folks here tonight tried Lipton noodle soup? It's awful good stuff, isn't it? And very easy to make. You can fix it in 7 minutes. Where the heck's the box of it? I got it around here. Oh, here it is. Great big box. All you do is dump what's in that box into a pot full of boiling water, and in 7 minutes you come up with the most delicious soup. And it's very inexpensive, economical, delightful, tasty. Go get yourself some. Now let's get to the finale here and ask the folks in the studio audience to select one of these four people tonight as our winner. We'll do it with this reaction indicator we got right here. I showed you before we went on. I'll bring them out in the order in which we first presented them to you. You ready? Pete Hanley was first.
Again. This couldn't happen again. This is that one.
Then the marimbist, George Singer. Elise Weber.
Said to himself, she's lovely the moment that she breathes in.
And the tenor, Joseph Portnoy. That's it. You've heard them all. The reaction indicator shows the winner to be the tenor, Joseph Portnoy. Joe, that's wonderful. You have a beautiful, beautiful voice. Celeste Aida. What a lovely thing this is.
Wasn't it, though?
You like to do those things?
On occasion.
What kind of songs do you really like to do? Do you like these arias? Are these arias?
Frankly, opera's good enough, if it suits the public.
Well, they seem to like it.
I know they did.
Much.
I know they did.
Well, now look, it's just a beginning for you, Joe, but beginning tomorrow, you're going to be a guest on the Chesterfield show with me for 3 days.
Fine.
Then we'll take you around and meet some of the people you want to see.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you, boy.
Thanks again.
Good luck.
Scouts, developed by Irving Mass Theater, produced by Lipton B. by Jack Harney. What a soup! What a delicious soup! What a delicious, thrifty soup! Lipton's Noodle Soup. Yes, everybody loves that rich chicken broth, those golden egg noodles, now enriched for even more nourishment, and that wonderful, fresh, homemade flavor. And those handy envelopes of Lipton Noodle Soup Mix save you money two ways. They cost less, yet give you more than most canned soups, about 1.5 times as much. Get Lipton Noodle Soup tomorrow for sure. Tune in again next week to Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout. Same time, same station. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.